Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you gotta listen to Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
You're listening to thefreenetwork.com.
Hello and welcome to Chris 200 Audio on Demand for January 2nd, 2008. It's about 7:18 in the morning and I've got a bad microphone cable. And you may find that out as we go down the road here. I haven't done any audio for, I think, since about the 19th. Just really haven't had the desire or felt the need to do so. And, well, you know, it's about time to get back into the saddle and give you guys some audio. I did put up a track I did about, well, it wasn't exactly 10 years ago, but about 10 years ago, 9 years ago or so, that I did, probably in the summer of 98 is when I did that, spring or summer of 98. What I had was a, God bless America, I had a four-track recorder and some guitars and I had a drum machine, I think, at the time, but I never did use it for anything like that. Just basically some ideas that I put down on tape, and I decided to share one with you. One of them, the one that I shared with you yesterday on the 1st, is a original composition, I guess you could say. Some whacked out slapback effects on the guitar, a nice little guitar solo in the middle there, towards the end or whatever. And if anybody's got any thoughts on that, go ahead and send me a comment or something, chris200@gmail.com, or just go on that website, wonderhit1.com, and let me know what you think. I've been working on a website for a friend of mine, I guess. Yeah, acquaintance, whatever you want to say. Their servers had some sort of problems and wiped out the whole database, and I'm pretty pissed off about that. And, which means I may have to, redo the whole site, which I'm not very excited about. No, I'm not. Not very excited about at all. And so I sent them an email yesterday, and they were going to look into it. Nothing looks like it's been resolved since then. So I may be rebuilding that the next day or so. I don't know. What else is going on? I'm running really late to work, but you know what? I don't give a damn. I really don't give a damn. What's coming up? We're up to highway speed here. Let's see. What did I do over the holidays? The 22nd, I believe it was the 22nd, we were looking at having a Christmas in Lincoln. Yeah, tell me about it. I drive there every day. 22nd, yeah. What happened? There was a prediction of a pretty bad storm that day, that night, the night before. And we decided to go ahead and get a room in Lincoln that evening. We took off, I don't know, 7 or 8 o'clock. I think we got there about 8 o'clock or so. Got a nice room at the Country Inn and Suites. Very nice place there in Lincoln. It's a newer place. When I say newer, it's newer than 1996. I don't know how long it's been there. Probably 8-9 years. Probably maybe not even that much. I don't know. Very nice place. Very nice place. Anybody in the country traveling around, look for a Country Inn and Suites. Very nice. Pets are welcome. We brought our dog along. She enjoyed it. She enjoyed the beds. Me and the boy went down and checked out the pool for a while, which was kind of cold. Kind of deep for a four-year-old, you know, when the shallowest end is 3.5 feet. That's kind of deep for kids, for smaller kids at least. There were some older kids in there having a good old time, throwing some balls around and that. And after a while, I said, hey, let's go check out the hot tub. So then we went outside to the hot tub, checked that out. Yeah, it was very nice. It was an outdoor hot tub that was outside, yes, and very nice warm. There were some nice people in there from Wisconsin, somebody from Wahoo, hanging out in the hot tub. Yeah, I got out of it, I felt like Jell-O. I don't know what it is about hot tubs, but they relax me so much that I feel like Jell-O afterwards. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, had a good time. Had the Christmas thing the 22nd. We actually spent the next night at my brother's house, and came home on Sunday morning sometime, and had a good old time. Let's see, we had Monday and Tuesday off. Really didn't do much. Went to Christmas service Monday. The in-laws on Christmas Eve did that little thing. And then that was pretty much it for my Christmas. My New Year's wasn't as exciting. Let's see. Well, we did do something. What did we do? Jacob and I went to a hockey game over in Omaha on the 30th, I believe it was. Yeah, the 30th. Which was fun. We got some free tickets. And really wasn't all that busy. Played Princeton. Usually he's only good for about 2 periods of a hockey game. Then we got to get the heck out of there because it gets boring. And we were kind of sitting up close, 8 rows up from the ice. And almost got hit once by a hockey puck while they were warming up. So during the second period, we went and got some popcorn and some Gatorade and kind of hung out by the cheerleaders, and I kind of watched the game off of the television screens there. It was 2-1 when we left. Omaha was ahead, and I think Omaha ended up losing 5-3 or 5-2, something like that. So during that last period, they must have kicked up the intensity. I tell you what, the first period, I don't think anybody scored in the first period, and it was not a very good hockey game. I was like, geez, Louise. It's like a bunch of 10-year-old soccer, you know, everybody just kind of goes to the puck and wrestles for the puck and whacks it really hard. That's pretty much how it looked. Maybe they must have got things sorted out later on. They put on a pretty good production there. Yeah, you know what? I think they may have scored. Yeah, maybe not. I can't remember if they did score or not in that first period. It doesn't matter. They do throw out a fish at the first goal. We were sitting in the same, right off the same row where the fish comes from, so that was kind of interesting. And so did that. New Year's Eve, not in the evening, but that next morning or whatever, we had some coupons that were expiring on the 31st. Some coupons and whatever, comps at the local casino. And we went out to the buffet at the casino for lunch, which was pretty good. It ended up didn't cost me anything with the coupons and the comps and swiping my card or whatever. So that was a pretty good deal. Not a spectacular buffet, but it was all right, you know. Not bad for nothing. Didn't cost us anything. We didn't do a whole lot that day, New Year's Day, which was, I guess, yesterday. Didn't do much, did some laundry and stuff like that, kind of pittered around the house. Made some chili, some roast, blah, 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 blah. Other than that, that's about it. Listened to quite a few podcasts. Don't know what I'm talking about now. I did find the Twisted Pickle is back, or has been back, or has always been around, I guess. I think it was around the end of September, 1st of October. He did a quick show. About how somebody called his wife about his internet secret. And, she was 9 months pregnant at the time. What the hell is that over there? Well, and, anyway, she found out that he was doing a podcast, and it was not that big of a deal in the end. And, move my microphone here a little bit. And, basically said he may or may not be back in the future, and that was it. Nothing came up on the feed. Well, I went and checked him out, and his feeds are all screwed up, and I found him again. He's on a different service, a different hosting service of some sort, Ning, N-I-N-G, I think is it, and, so go check that out. It's nice to hear from Corby again and his crazy, wacky stories. Now that I think about it here, I did have a little bit of an issue on Christmas Eve. A little fender bender bump on Christmas Eve. Yeah, we were rushing over to the house, so we were having a special visitor. And, as I backed out of the in-laws' house, I bumped into a a WRX, Subaru, whatever. Some guy. I don't want to call him names or anything. These things aren't settled yet. But parked, you know, directly behind a driveway, which you should never do. And I didn't see the car back there, and I accidentally bumped into it. Didn't do any damage to my car. I couldn't really see any damage on his car, but I'm sure the paint is scratched up a little bit or something. So then the next day we had the police over, and then insurance people calling and this and that. You know, pretty much just ready to cut a check and say, all right, get out of here, type of thing. I hope that's what happens in the end. I don't really want to file a claim on that if I don't have to. So, anyway. So I got that to deal with. Maybe I'll have to deal with that this week. I really don't want to. Oh, shit. So I'm going back to work. Not any goddamn fun. It's about 0 degrees out. Which, means it's pretty goddamn cold. In, the hinterlands here. I think I'm going to have to take my car in. There's a little slop in the steering, if you know what I mean. And, he's on. And, I'm a little concerned that I want to wrap this thing around a semi or something one of these days. Keep that one. Oh, yes. Forgot to mention this. I also got a holiday boil. Yes, I got a holiday boil. So, those of you keeping track, I think it's number 5 for the year. Yes, number 5. I'm going to go talk to a doctor about that. Got a procedure scheduled for Friday. Yum, yum, fun, fun. 14 feet up the poop chute. We'll see how that turns out later on. Be kind of funny if I recorded the whole thing, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, that's about it. I don't have anything else. It's, I'm late and I'm done. Talk to you later.
Did you like it? Was it good? You can get this podcast and more over at thefreaknetwork.com.